You're listening to Spokespeople.
Hi, podcast listeners. This is Becca.
And this is Sarah.
And we co-host the Spokespeople Storytelling Events.
This is our podcast of the true stories told live at our monthly storytelling shows in the San Francisco Bay Area.
The story you're about to hear, told by Alice Bynum, came from our August 2012 show, Lost and Then Found.
Apologies in advance for the audio quality. We just enjoyed this story too much not to share it with you.
Enjoy!
Our second storyteller for this evening is a history teacher and a budding martial artist from Haley, Idaho. She doesn't mind public speaking, making friends, and weeknight drinking, but in almost every case, she'd rather be reading. Please welcome Alice Bynum.
They make it sound so simple. Just project. Okay. Well, so the theme for tonight's storytelling event, in case you didn't know, is Lost and Then Found. And I didn't really get too hung up on that then word, and I interpreted this as literally as possible. So I'm going to tell you a story about a cardboard box, a literal lost and found. So starting at age 14, I was a concessionist at a movie theater, not because I was a really enterprising young individual, but because my dad managed the place and gave me that job. Movie theaters are a great place to lose things. Basically, anywhere that's dark, your personal belongings are at risk, and nowhere is darker than a movie theater in the middle of a movie. This particular movie theater had a couple of added advantages in that it was located in a resort community. In resort communities, people come there on vacation to spend a lot of money, and they're not so good at keeping track of their stuff. They're really, really fancy, brand new stuff. The other advantage was that I lived in a wintry place, a ski resort called Sun Valley. And so in the winter, you cannot go outside without all sorts of accoutrements, like hats and scarves and gloves and goggles. And these were the things that people would take off as they sat in the movie theater in the dark. And then those things would fall off of their armrests and down between the seats. And then I would come along with my trash bag, picking up all of your popcorn and cups and candy wrappers, and come across this cashmere scarf, which I was obligated to put in the lost and found. But items in the lost and found have a tenure. They don't live in lost and found indefinitely. Lost and found is a box of finite size. It cannot expand to accommodate years and years of lost accessories. And so every 6 months, the lost and found items would be bagged up and taken to the Barkin basement, the place that sold used clothing to benefit our local animal shelter. And at that time, it was free for all. So the person who found the lost item had first dibs on that item. If they could make it generally known, if they were a regular weeknight employee and could generally make it known that, like, I am really counting on this hat, or I want the complete set of gloves, because people like to lose one glove. And I mean, there's nothing funnier than, like, we have 50 black gloves and one pair. Okay, so there were some pretty spectacular items that I was able to take home with me over the years. The highest ticket item was definitely my North Face puffy jacket, which is, again, this is a few years back. And so I've noticed that North Face puffy jackets have gotten a lot slimmer, and they now have more rolls in the puffs. But this was like the time of the Michelin Man North Face puffy jacket with the like four like humps down your body. And I went to public school until eighth grade, and no one in public school would be caught dead wearing a North Face puffy jacket, regardless of the climate that we lived in. But when I went to private school in high school, they were like the uniform of that school. And I remember as a freshman, like the first cold day, seeing the puffy jackets come out, and I was like, no fucking way. I've never seen anything uglier. Like, who is spending the money to buy this coat to wear this in public? And then I experienced
the like mental perversion that comes with being in a place that has its own distinctive style, which you probably experience if, for instance, you're a girl who's ever gone ice skating and then you go into the gift shop and then you've been there 5 minutes and suddenly you're trying to figure out which is the prettiest overpriced, like glorified swimsuit in here that I could buy. And then you go to like the outdoor store and you're like, oh my God, yeah, like that sports bra top is definitely the most flattering thing for my boobs in this store. And your worldview gets altered. And I was in this little private school and everyone had a North Face puffy jacket. And I was like, damn, all of a sudden, like my like body figures hugging jacket doesn't look as cool as the Michelin man. And so I really, really wanted a North Face puffy jacket. But then there was a matter of cost, and no way was I gonna get a North Face puffy jacket. Until one day, this chocolate brown, like fresh that season, like brand new North Face puffy jacket shows up in the lost and found. And I'm like, this is my lucky day. It's coming to me. All of like the heavens have heard my prayers. I was slightly inconvenienced by the 6 month wait period because the time when people wear and then lose jackets is the winter, and the time when the winter items go to the Barkman basement is the summer, and then you don't really need that North Face puffy jacket, even in Sun Valley, Idaho. But nonetheless, I have that jacket to this day. So I'm gonna say that Lost and Found paid off pretty well for me. The most surprising item that ever showed up in our Lost and Found came from a time when Dick Cheney was vacationing in Sun Valley. And so when Dick Cheney comes to town, all of a sudden your little mountain community cannot shut out the sound of helicopter blades overhead. And so there's the Black Hawks like circling, and it's a valley, and it all echoes and gets amplified. And then there's FBI like everywhere. And it's so weird. It's so weird because they're not subtle. Like, they're guys in suits, and like, no one in Sun Valley wears, I told you about the North Face puffy jacket, no one wears a suit in Sun Valley. But these guys sit there in their suits, and they'll be in a parked car, two men sitting in the front seats of a parked car with a newspaper looking over the top of the newspaper. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, did you time travel here from another era? Because like, I've never seen anything like that in my life. And all of a sudden, like, here you are, really subtle guys. But I guess even those guys get a little bit of time off and like to go catch a movie, because one time, the person that was on janitorial duty went to the movie theater and cleaned up all the popcorn cups and candy wrappers and lids, and they found a black wallet, and it was one of these wallets. And inside of the flip wallet was a gold FBI badge, and inside of the pocket in the wallet, because don't think that we don't look for your shit, but inside the pocket of the wallet was a piece of paper that said this person is authorized to carry a gun within 50 feet of the president. So, and you know who the president was at the time, so I mean, you know, don't think we didn't have a couple of little delusions about what we might do with this paper. but, you know, trust me, in spite of the suits and the newspaper and the cars, these guys are pretty good. So it wasn't more than an hour before a very harried-looking man came back to like the front window and was like, has anyone found the wallet? Which is great, because you're a 14-year-old, and then you get to be like, what kind of wallet, sir? And then they get to say, a black wallet? And you're like, can you be more specific? Because a lot of wallets are black, and you know, it's been about 5 months of the box, and so we've got a lot of black wallets. And then you got to say the wallet with the badge, and then we're like, oh yeah, yeah, we've got that right here. So, that's not my favorite story about the Lost and Found. And my favorite story about the Lost and Found at the Magic Lantern in Haley, Idaho, which you should go to, because it's independent and wonderful, involves me a little more personally, because I didn't find that wallet. I touched it, and I fondled its contents, but I didn't find it. So the finding is the really exciting part. Okay, so when you're on janitorial duty, you go into the theater with your trash bag and you clean up all the popcorn cups and candy wrappers and lids. And then this one time, I found an envelope. And I didn't have I was going to have a mailbox for like another 10 years. So I don't know a bill from a check from junk mail. But I found a wallet that I decided looked like maybe I should not just throw it away. And it was sealed. And it didn't really have much information on the outside. So I kept it, and I took it to the lost and found. That wallet was not a check or a bill or junk mail. That wallet was cash. Cash that a construction worker had earned for 3 months of work. So that wallet had thousands of dollars of cash sealed inside of it. And I did not know this from the outside. It must have been like fresh, crisp bills because it was like thin and flat and maybe they were wrapped in something and I had no idea. But this person left his envelope with all of his pay from that summer in the movie theater and realized this and came back that night and went into the garbage bins and opened a Friday night's worth of garbage bags and looked through the popcorn cups and trappers and lids trying to find this cash because it was thousands of dollars. It was months of work. It was everything that he had been doing and needed for his life. And he had left it. And why would a kid know that this was not a bill or junk mail or a check that could be replaced? So he did that. I didn't know. And the envelope was in the lost and found. And the next day he came in and asked, and it was there in the lost and found. And he got it. And he said, "Who found this wallet?" And I wasn't there because I worked Friday nights, and that's it. I was, again, not a very enterprising kid. I had this job because my dad gave it to me because he was the manager of the business. But he found out who I was, and the next week when I came to work, there was a box for me, and inside of it was a necklace, and it wasn't lost and found, it was a gift. And I got to meet this person later on, and every time he came to the movies, he tipped me $5, $10, $20, which you don't get when you're a teenager working in a movie theater. You get 50 cents. You get $12 total on a good night. It is not bartending. So that is my story of lost and found. I hope you enjoyed it.
Thanks to Alice for sharing that story and to the Actual Cafe for providing the space.
And thanks to Ian Rotzer for doing audio production and to Sarah Woden-Schwartz for her last-minute emergency printing.
If you liked this story, join us for our monthly live show in the San Francisco Bay Area. Learn more by visiting spokespeople.org. That's spokespeople.org.
Or find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Thanks for listening.
Yay!